The state of Maine has more than tripled its testing capacity for the new coronavirus. The Mills administration announced today the new tests the state has bought through a partnership with Westbrook-based IDEXX are up and running. Patty White has details.
The increased capacity means that healthcare providers in Maine can now order tests for anyone they suspect of having COVID-19. It's a big step forward, says State Center for Disease Control Director Dr. Nirav Shah.
This game-changing news will allow Maine to conduct testing in a much more widespread and expansive fashion.
Before, Maine used a priority system that only tested individuals who were at highest risk for COVID-19. That included people with symptoms who also fell into certain categories, including healthcare workers, hospital patients, residents in congregate care settings, and individuals with underlying health conditions. Governor Janet Mills says that testing criteria was necessary because of limited supplies.
For a lot of people in Maine, that tiered system, although it was necessary for Maine and most other states, it meant that even if you were symptomatic, you might not be able to get a test.
But now, Mills says anyone with symptoms can get a test, and even some who don't, such as spouses or others in close contact with someone with COVID-19. The state was able to boost its capacity after partnering with IDEXX Laboratories, which received federal emergency authorization for a new COVID-19 test earlier this month. Maine has purchased enough tests to push the state lab's capacity to run up to 7,000 tests per week for the foreseeable future. Dr. Shah of the CDC says that number puts Maine into the first wave of states to eliminate a priority system.
It will also equip us to continue working with congregate care settings after they've developed outbreaks, as well as perhaps even before they've gotten to that stage, depending on the circumstances at that facility.
Even with the increased capacity, Governor Mills says the state is working to further increase testing. When Dr. Shah was asked how many more tests the state needs, he said there's another number that's more important.
So it's less about the total number of tests, although that's obviously a piece of it, but what percentage of those tests are positive?
That's called the positivity rate, and Shah says his goal is for Maine to reach 2%, 2% positive out of all the tests that are performed. For several weeks, Shah says, the state's positivity rate has hovered around 5%. Lowering that number, he says, will be more meaningful than meeting testing capacity benchmarks. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.